The Orpheum Theater in Phoenix is one of more than 15 Orpheums across the U.S. Did you know this was among the last major construction projects in Phoenix before the Great Depression?
The Orpheum was originally built in 1929.
Cynthia Weaver is with the Phoenix Convention Center and Venues, the agency that manages the theater.
And at the time, it was constructed with all of the latest amenities of the day and the era back in the 1920s.
It cost $75,000 to build the Spanish Baroque-style three-story venue. It can accommodate more than 1,300 people. Inside the theater are paintings and murals that depict the Spanish outdoors with balcony windows and vines, all to give the impression one is watching the performance in a garden. And even back then, performances could be watched in this air-conditioned space. Well, sort of.
There was a pretty large water pool underneath the theater, and they had large fans blowing cool air over the chilled water, and it would come up through the floor grates.
The Orpheum Theater was originally a vaudeville house. Weaver says well-known performers like Mae West and Abbott and Costello played here. It was also where silent films and talkies were shown.
Over the years, it changed ownership and became movie theaters, the Paramount, the Palace West. And then in 1977, the Corona family, who owns Corona Ranch, leased the venue so that they could show Spanish language movies.
In 1984, the city of Phoenix purchased the Orpheum Theater. It underwent a $14 million restoration. The Orpheum reopened in 1997, and the theater was brought back to its original form. The red velvet-covered seats, lower-level fireplace, and walls and flooring were restored. Even the Wurlitzer pipe organ used during the silent film era was refurbished.
We still show silent films at times. Phantom of the Opera runs here periodically, and that is a part of the original talkies.
There are gold medallions over the stage proscenium arch. Two of those medallions depict a dancing flapper with a ribbon wrapped around her. A similar medallion hangs over the mantle at Tovey Castle in East Phoenix. Weaver says castle owner Alessio Carraro allowed the artisans working at the Orpheum to use his machine shop to create the ornaments. In appreciation, the artisans recreated the dancing flapper medallion for Carraro's place. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.